Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, everyone. I'm Alex, here with the always curious Jamie. How's it going, Jamie?
Oh, it's going great, Alex. I've been super excited to dive into today's topic, building smarter web apps. And not just any apps, but those integrated with AI using Next.js. Sounds like we're living in the future.
Absolutely, Jamie. We're definitely strapping into our rocket ship today. Next, JS has evolved from a framework for static sites to a powerhouse for dynamic, AI-driven web applications. And with AI, we're not just talking about adding a little pizzazz, we're talking about fundamentally changing how apps interact with users.
That sounds both thrilling and a bit intimidating. I mean, where do you even start with integrating AI into something like Next.js?
Great question. It all starts with understanding the architecture. Imagine it as a three-layer cake. The top layer is your user interface, made with React components. The middle layer is where the Next.js magic happens, with API routes or server actions. And the bottom layer, that's your AI model API, like OpenAI or TensorFlow serving.
Wait, so you're telling me my web app can have a layer of AI deliciousness? But how does this all fit together without exposing sensitive API keys or slowing down the app?
Exactly, Jamie. That's the beauty of serverless functions and edge runtimes. They keep your API keys secure on the server side while handling AI interactions, making the whole experience faster and more natural for the end user. Plus, Next.js cleverly streams these AI responses so users aren't left waiting.
Streaming AI responses like Netflix, but for AI data. But hold on, doesn't all this AI integration complicate things? What about performance and security?
You hit the nail on the head. Integrating AI does add complexity, especially when considering performance and security. But with Next.js, you can connect securely to AI APIs, and it's built to scale. You have to be mindful of error handling, testing, and monitoring, though. It's not just about making it work. It's about making it work well under all conditions.
Speaking of making it work, do you have any examples of what this AI-powered Next.js app looks like in the real world?
Absolutely. Imagine a chat interface that's not just responsive, but anticipatory, providing real-time, AI-driven responses, or a content tool that dynamically generates articles based on user input. The key is that these experiences are not just fast, but also personalized and scalable.
Whoa, so we're basically giving web apps a brain. But Alex, this sounds like it requires a PhD in wizardry. Is it really something our listeners can dive into?
No wizardry required, Jamie, just a basic understanding of React and Next.js. And yes, our listeners can definitely dive in. There's a wealth of resources and tools out there, like the Vercel AI SDK for Next.js, which makes streaming those AI responses a breeze.
This is mind-blowing, Alex, but what about the costs? Running all these AI models can't be cheap, right?
Good point. While AI can add incredible value, it does come with external API costs. That's where optimization comes in. Like caching responses for common queries and using edge functions to reduce latency. It's all about finding that balance between performance, security, and cost.
Balance, the eternal struggle. I gotta say, Alex, you've turned what felt like a mountain into a molehill. Integrating AI with Next.js is clearly a game changer for building smarter, more interactive web applications.
Couldn't agree more, Jamie. And for our listeners, remember, this is just the beginning. The world of AI and web development is evolving rapidly. Staying curious, experimenting, and continuously learning are key.
As always, sage advice from Alex. Well, folks, it looks like we're at the end of our AI journey today. Big thanks to Alex for breaking down the complex into the comprehensible.
And thank you, Jamie, for keeping us grounded with your insightful questions. And a huge thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to experiment. Be bold, and build something amazing.
Until next time, keep coding, keep creating, and stay nerdy. Bye!